You're listening to the best and most country for Marion and Princeton right here on River Country 102.7. And you're listening to the West Kentucky Wake Up Show. And in particular, you're listening to T-Bone Time with Tyler and Troy. It's brought to you by B3 Cattle Company. Go to their Facebook page and like them. And remember, B3 Cattle Company is your local source for fresh Angus beef. For more information, give them a call at 270-704-2733. And folks, I'm telling you, we just got a phone call here. I want to give a shout out to Miss Lacey for calling in here and let her talk to Tyler for a minute. She said, go get them, basically, right? Tell her what she said. Tell them what she said.
She's doing her normal Friday thing that if I was at school and I'd seen her, go get them, T-Bones. So... We'll make sure and go get them for you, Miss Lacey.
Man, I tell you what, that's I was just telling T-Bone off the air here how much I enjoy seeing the support of the local community and the fan base and stuff. And I'm telling you, I've been a lot of different places, and community support's great back in Somerset. It's great back in the Appomattox. But I'm telling you, there's nothing like the support that the Crittenden County Rockets get here and locally as well. So I'm excited about it. Tell me, you know, as far as your final thoughts for things, tell us about this week of practice, you know, and tell us about the difference between this week and last week.
Right. Well, this week, last week, like I said, it was last day of school. We were prepared for Caldwell. But mentally, I think we were a little behind. This week, we started the week thinking we was about to play Paintsville. So, I mean, we knew that we'd have to up everything. And Coach Thompson told us that we would be ready this week. He kind of took the blame last week, said it was his fault. But I couldn't let him, you know, you can't let him do that because we are the ones playing, right?
Well, and, that's right.
But this week, we started with Paintsville, and we knew we'd have to up it. So, and starting with Tuesday, we come out, and Coach Thompson lit a fire. And the very beginning of practice, he lit a fire. And from that point on, I think the players kind of, we all were like, well, let's go do it then. He's going to push us. Let's go do it. So, I mean, we kind of flipped our mindset and end up having a great week of practice.
Well, and you know, that's where it all starts. It's like you said, you know, Coach started on Saturday, on the Saturday morning coaches show, said, listen, it's my fault. Said, I let this happen, and I'm, you know, I got to take responsibility for this. And so one thing I appreciate about Coach Thompson is he never throws his team under the bus.
Right.
And you know, and I can respect that. But I also appreciate what you just said. He wasn't the one playing.
Right. I mean, him and the coaches, I mean, they can't take all the blame. They can't take part in it. I mean, they prepared us how they'd prepare us for any other time when we just happened to come out flat.
Hey, and you know what? Now, I will say this. Last week, I thought the defense played great. I thought that at times the offense looked good,
right.
Just inconsistent. Like Coach said on the Saturday morning coaches show, just a little bit off here and there, just an inch off here and there. And I'm going to be honest with you. I think at times, our running game looked pretty good at times. And then on the other times as well, we didn't look so good. You know, it's like you said, a little bit of undisciplined play at times. But here's the thing. We can build on that. And the old adage is, defense always comes around first.
Right. I mean, you might expect that everywhere. I mean, especially, I think, on this team. I mean, this linebacking core and most of the front has been playing since their freshman year, if not starting. So, I mean, I think it was expected defense was... were expected to play good, and the offense didn't play bad. It's just every time they seemed to have a good play, there seemed to be a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Or if we had a big break, it was a there was a pass interference, or there was a holding, or I mean, or if anything could have went wrong, it seemed like it might have went wrong.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, it's, and you know, that's got to play with your head a little bit.
Yeah.
It's like, here we go again, you know, what can we do right? So my hope is that this week, and I believe they will, these guys are going to come out hard and fast. They're going to be ready to go. I hope they're fired up. Because here's the thing. Let's go spoil Union County Senior Night.
I'm down. That's what I've been planning for.
That's right. Well, listen, you got anything else you want to say?
For everybody that can't make it, make sure you tune in. I think the press is going to stream it, and River Country will have it.
That's right.
And if you can, make sure and be there and be loud.
That's right. I'm looking forward to it, and going to be a good time. And listen, for all you Rocket fans out there, you can catch all the action right here on River Country 102.7. And with Taylor and Evan, Hometown Chiropractic pregame show. I said kickoff show a while ago. Not the greatest moment in the world for me. But the Hometown Chiropractic pregame show starting at 6:30. And then at 7 o'clock, we'll have all the action here. So tune in, folks. And, man, I am so excited. Let's go Rockets. Listen, we'll be back here in a minute and tell you all about Hometown Foods menu today. And then we'll be signing off. But God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. And this, again, was T-Bone Time with Tyler and Troy, brought to you by B3 Cattle Company. You did good. I think your if football don't work out, you can always.